Families who lost loved ones on September 11th say they're getting encouraging news from the government's Victims Compensation Fund. Ken Feinberg, who's overseeing the fund, today announced 14 awards. Families have been waiting to see the size of those awards to decide whether to apply for the fund or seek damages in court. NPR's Tovia Smith has more.
Each of the cases involve families with special circumstances that could be anything from a widow who's suffering extreme mental anguish to a mentally disabled man who lost his sister who was going to be his primary caretaker. They are families who say they would not be fairly compensated if Special Master Ken Feinberg sticks to the guidelines he's issued, and they were waiting to see if Feinberg would be flexible. And he was, according to Leo Boyle of the American Trial Lawyers Association, whose members are volunteering to help families make their case to the fund.
Today is a moment of truth for the administration of the Victim Compensation Fund, and it is a great moment for the fund.
Feinberg has told families to expect awards averaging about $1.5 million. The awards in these test cases average slightly more than that. They range from $600,000 to nearly $4 million, even though most involved low and middle income workers. Irma Boudier lost her husband, Francisco Boudier, who was a security guard at Deutsche Bank. He called his wife three times on September 11th to say he would leave the building just as soon as he made sure everyone else was safe. Like several other family members, Irma Boudier expressed gratitude for an award she says was much more than she expected, but ultimately she says she had no choice but to take what was given to her and her three-year-old daughter.
I don't have the luxury to wait. I'm in a situation now that there's no income coming to the house. This is the easiest way for me. There's no guarantee whether we'd win or not if I file the lawsuit.
Ken Feinberg says he hopes these latest awards will encourage more families to apply to the fund. Many have criticized the government program as unfair since families have to give up their right to sue before applying. Most families are still weighing their options, and even some advocates of the fund, like attorney William Mock, say today's test cases may not help them decide. He says it's clear that Feinberg did give more to some families, but it's still not clear why. And Mock says many families will still be left to wonder how much Feinberg was willing to budge on non-economic damages or pain and suffering.
People are looking for a crystal clear message that, yes, we hear your grief, we're responding to your emotional loss, and we've now added value to the bottom line for those purposes. They're probably not going to get that, and we're not seeing that in these awards.
Many families today expressed some frustration and still not knowing whether to go for the fund. 31-year-old Cheryl Oliver lost her husband Eddie, who was a very successful commodities broker, making a salary that is literally off Ken Feinberg's charts. Feinberg is expected to make some awards to higher earners in the next few weeks. For now, Oliver, who has two young children, says she's still without a clue as to how a case like hers would be handled.
It's like going to Atlantic City, this thing. It's a gamble. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You have no guarantee of anything.
For his part, Feinberg says families do not need to rely on reading the tea leaves of these test cases. He says anyone who wants to can request an estimate of what their award would be before committing to the fund. Tovia Smith, NPR News.